for truth. Join us for an inspiring lineup of speakers, including Jensen Franklin, Ali Stuckey, Frank Turek, John Amanchuku, and so much more. We'll provide you with the practical knowledge and strategies to boldly live your faith with grace and conviction, deeply rooted in the gospel. Register now at tpusafaith.com/believers. I'll see you there.
Attention, Treasure Coast. A move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Now, I've entitled this message this morning, Restoring the Order. Restoring the order. Restoring the order. Amen. First of all, let's go, if you will, to Psalms 119 and verse, I believe it's 105. Just want to read something there. One verse, Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I believe in this day and time in which we live, there's not that everyone has left the word, but I believe there's a return and a revival of the word. Amen. If you really look around, there's been somewhat of a famine for the word of God. As a matter of fact, many people stray from the things of God because they stray away from the word.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and just get occupied with living and what they have heard. But see, faith doesn't come by what you have heard. Faith cometh by hearing. In other words, a consistent hearing. Amen. A consistent hearing. That's why it's important not to forsake the assembly. But thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path, and a lamp unto my feet. The word is. So we must visit or engulf ourselves with the word of God. Amen. It doesn't mean that we understand everything we read all the time. Sometimes things are processed, but we, as children of God, it's important to stay in the Word of God. Amen. Because why? It's the lamp. It's the light. Amen. It's what guides us and guards us. So in Genesis, we don't need to turn there, but in Genesis chapter 1, after verse 1 and 2, what we see is a restoration. A restoration of the earth. After verse 2, we see, we're in the beginning God, but then we see God restoring. So there was something very cataclysmic that happened, and God now was restoring. Could have been billions of years in between, but he was now restoring, because as we see things develop, we see that the seed is already in the ground. When the waters recede, we see that the seeds and things are already in the ground. And they produce again after their own kind. But he's restoring some things. Now, I want you to take note of this. This is really important in our walk with God, because first God creates. Amen. Secondly, after he creates, he sets things in order. Amen. God has a divine order. What was happening there in Genesis, God was restoring in order. An order that had become chaotic. And of course, we read in Isaiah 14 and in different places in Ezekiel where that's where Lucifer rebelled and became Satan. And things were thrown out of order. They were thrown into chaos. But here we see God restoring. So God first creates. He creates everything in order. He didn't create things chaotic. If there's chaos in your life, God didn't create that. He creates, he sets in order. All right, he sets in order the universe. He created the stars, sun and the moon, and all the galaxies and that. And then after setting them in order, he set them in motion. He set them in motion. Ever felt like your life was at a standstill? Ain't nothing happening. Don't it seem like nothing is working? You're getting impatient and that. Check yourself.
Amen.
To see whether you are walking in divine order. Because God creates, sets in order, then he sets in motion. A lot of times God puts the brakes on something because it's out of order. Sometimes there's a resistance because it's not God's divine order. And God, that's why the way, you hear me say often, the way of a transgressor is hard. God makes the way of a transgressor hard. He doesn't just give up on that easy. The way of the prodigal son was hard. Amen. His father knew. And God has framed it that way. So first God creates, he sets in order, and then he sets in motion. Going back to the story we've been studying, David bringing the ark back to Jerusalem, back to the city of David, where its proper place was. We've looked at it from a number of different angles and how I've been pronouncing his name Uzzah, but it's actually pronounced Uzzah. So if I say Uzzah, you know I'm talking about Uzzah. Uzzah and Ahio, the ark, and I'll just give you a little background of it. The ark was taken by the Philistines because Israel was living in sin before God. Sin will always separate. Amen. I said, sin will always separate us from God. Amen. Now, what does that look like for a believer? Well, when a believer is living in sin, even though they're a believer and they're born again, certain things stop. If you harbor sin in your heart, you won't prosper. Amen. Now, you might be able to get stuff.
Amen.
You might get a blanket for your bed, but the blanket too short. Amen. You might get money put in your pocket, but you got holes in your pocket. It's stuff like that that happens. That's why we need to gauge this stuff. Is this weight I'm carrying, is it wrong? Is it causing a disorder in my life? Because God is on a mission now. This is why we see a changing of the guard. God is restoring or setting some things back in order. He's restoring a order. Amen. Because many have gotten off course. We've just read in Psalm 119, 105, the word. Tell someone right now, go back to the word. Don't just read a verse. Right? Don't just read a verse. That's my amen corner. Listen, don't just read a verse. Do the research. Don't just read the verse that makes you feel good about where you at. Read some verses that will challenge you where you at. Amen. There's a balance with the word, and let the word try you, test you. To see really where you are. Stop just trying to find stuff you read all the time. And try to justify your wrongdoing in what you're reading. all the time, and you never want to deal with that stuff you got going on in the shade. See, the word will try you. The word is quick. It's alive. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, thought and intent. The word will divide your thoughts from your intentions. It'll try you. Nothing else can try. Doctors can't go there. But the word can go there. That's why the word is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. And it's important that we stay in the path. Okay? So God is restoring the order. David, they were coming all the time of Saul. He never sought to bring the ark to its proper place. Saul was chosen by man. And so he had man interests, not really God interests. As a matter of fact, we know his story well. He sought to slay God's anointed. He was always threatened, jealous, envious, pursuing David to try to kill David. But he never sought to bring the ark. The Philistines had taken it, set it in the temple with Dagon. And the ark slapped Dagon upside the head, knocked him down, cut his head off, cut his hands off, and they said, hey, we can't keep this here. They sent it away. But everywhere they went with the ark, no one knew how to handle the presence. Amen. Amen. The Israelites had forgotten, yeah. Even though it was written. See, you can be saved and forget a bunch of stuff. Forget how you got where you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. That's why we can't fall in love with a lot of stuff in the world. I'm going to show you. We got to keep God first. Tell somebody, keep God first. We got to keep him first because he creates, he sets in order, and then he sets in motion. You want to keep moving, you got to keep God first. It doesn't matter how busy life gets. It doesn't matter what's going on, good or bad, we got to keep God first. Amen. Amen. Don't forsake your prayer life for the nightlife or any other life. When stuff starts getting real busy, don't forsake something and try to fulfill it with something else. God is a jealous God. In essence, he's jealous of you. And he will not allow you. Listen, I've said this before. Anything that you allow to get between you and God, and you're doing it, and it gets between you and God, God will disrupt it.
Amen.
What he wants from your life, he wants it to spring from your union with him.
Amen.
And see, that takes some effort. That takes some time. That takes some. You can't just run through this thing. Tell somebody right now, God is real. Now see, to some, that just sounds like a cliche, but some don't even really know that God is real.
Attention, Treasure Coast. A move of God is coming like none other. It is the 32nd church anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 24th through Sunday, July 28th. Men, women, boys, and girls from all over will be gathering to experience this impartation from heaven, and you don't want to miss it. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. Call them now for more information, 772-465-0036. Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.